Okay, let's get right into this. Today isn't a standard tech review. We are staging a collision, a theoretical consulting session, if you will.
I love this format.
We're taking two completely distinct entities from the stack of research and, well, we're smashing them together to see what builds.
It's less about a feature list and more about solving a puzzle.
Yeah.
You know, taking a real-world business and applying this new layer of automation to it.
Exactly. So in one corner, we have the client. This is Conex. That's Conex.deez. And looking at their portfolio, they are the heavy lifters of the digital world.
Mm-hmm. ERP software, hosting.
Seeing data centers, IT consultancy. They are massive. They're industrial. And frankly, their whole ecosystem is just, it's complex.
And in the other corner, we have the challenger. This is the Auto Content API. It's a tool designed to solve a very specific, very modern problem.
Right.
Content saturation.
Right.
It promises to generate media podcasts, videos, articles, all programmatically.
So the mission today is this. How does a company like Conex, which is probably drowning in technical docs and support tickets, use a tool like Auto Content to completely change how they talk to their customers?
And you don't just mean writing faster blog posts.
No, I mean structurally changing their communication architecture.
We're talking about moving from content creation, which is, you know, a slow, human-heavy process,
right,
to content transformation. Taking all that raw data Conex already has and refining it into something usable automatically.
Okay, so let's start with the patient here. Who is Conex exactly? Because just looking at their site, the scope is, it's a little overwhelming.
It is a lot. They're a classic example of a diversified tech provider. If you check their products page, they have this massive footprint in education with platforms like Versity, Academica, and Conex Books.
And health, I see, Clinica.
Health with Clinica, enterprise tools like Hotel and Sahabi, they're all over the place.
Yeah, and it's not just software. I'm seeing shared hosting, VPS, that's virtual private servers for anyone not in the IT world, and dedicated metal. They even have their own data center.
They do. And their philosophy is noble. Their site says education is the best way to build better societies. But here's the operational reality. When you have products as complex as a hospital ERP or a university management system, you generate a massive amount of friction.
I noticed that. They have three different support tiers: Select, Priority, and Premier. To me, that just reads as, our stuff is powerful, but it's hard to use, and you are going to have questions.
Exactly. And right now, the answers to those questions are likely trapped in what the Auto Content docs call information silos.
Meaning PDFs and static web pages.
Right. Conex has the knowledge, but it's locked inside a PDF manual or a dry knowledge base article that's just hard to navigate.
Which nobody reads until they're already frustrated and about 5 minutes away from canceling their subscription.
Precisely. The information is there, but the accessibility is practically zero.
So let's run the simulation. Let's take a specific product. Conex Books. The source material calls it a platform for researchers, students, librarians.
Right. So imagine you're a university librarian. Your school just bought Conex Books. You need to learn how to manage the database, handle loans.
And traditionally, they send you a link to a 50-page PDF manual.
Which you're supposed to sit and scroll through, which you just don't have time for.
Nope.
This is where the Auto Content API offers a totally different path. The documentation talks about a feature called the Notebook LM API alternative.
Notebook LM, that's the Google tool that turns notes into audio. So this is an API version of that.
Yes, but it's designed for enterprise scale. Conex could programmatically feed that 50-page PDF manual for Conex Books right into the API.
Yeah, what comes out?
The API's transformation engine analyzes the text and generates a two-person dialogue, an audio overview.
Like a podcast, like what we're doing right now.
Effectively, yes. It generates a conversation between two AI agents, a host and an expert, discussing the features of the software based strictly on the manual.
So the real utility here is passive learning. The librarian can listen to a 10-minute episode on, say, optimizing book returns while they're driving to work.
Exactly. It turns a chore into a background activity.
Mm-hmm.
And the key is that it's an API. Conex doesn't have a producer recording this. They just set up a workflow.
So every time the written manual gets updated,
the audio episode regenerates automatically.
I gained headless content production. It just happens. But, you know, audio is only one piece of it. The source material really emphasizes video. Why is that so critical for a company like Conex?
It comes down to SEO, search engine optimization. Let's look at StuSmart, their collaboration tool. The source mentions that landing pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times. That feels incredibly high. What's the mechanism there?
It's all about dwell time. When a user stays on a page to watch a video, Google interprets that page as being high value.
Because they're sticking around.
Right. If they bounce after 3 seconds, Google ranks it down.
Yeah.
Video keeps them there. But for Konex, making a video for every single feature is just, it's cost prohibitive.
So how does the API solve that cost barrier? Video is notoriously expensive.
Konex can use the input layer of the API to crawl the StuSmart website. The API extracts the text, the headers. It even scrapes screenshots of the interface.
Oh, that's clever.
And then the transformation engine stitches it all together into a 60 to 90 second explainer video.
And this includes visuals.
It includes stock footage, the screenshots it scraped, text overlays, and it can even put an AI avatar on screen to present it.
So you get a functional explainer video on the page, no camera crew needed. What's the cost difference we're talking about here?
The source analysis suggests creating a short video through the API costs about 400 credits. On their business plan, that works out to roughly 4 euros.
4 euros. Versus hundreds, if not thousands.
At a minimum, it's a greater than 92% cost reduction. This lets Konex have video coverage for everything, Versity, Clinica, Hotel, without hiring a huge media team.
Okay, that covers the user education problem, but let's zoom out. Konex sells enterprise solutions. Hotel and Sahabe, those are B2B products. Does automated content actually work for selling to a CTO?
There's this misconception that executives only read dense white papers. But the data shows they're consumers, too. They scroll LinkedIn. They watch YouTube shorts.
Which brings us to what the source calls the short-form imperative.
Exactly. We're talking vertical video here, TikTok style.
But is a chief technology officer really watching TikToks about server hosting?
Maybe not. But they're watching industry trends on platforms that prioritize vertical video like LinkedIn. Konex needs to be there. But again, manual production is the bottleneck.
It's tedious work.
So the Auto Content API has a specific endpoint of command, basically called Video Create Shorts.
And how would Konex use that for something like, say, their Hotel product?
They could take their security and privacy policy, usually a super boring document, and feed it to that endpoint. The API pulls out key selling points like deploy behind your firewall or predictable licensing and turns them into a vertical video with an AI avatar explaining just those points.
So it just creates a constant stream of content for social media that reinforces their main value props.
It creates what marketers call mental availability. So when that CTO is finally ready to buy a new ERP, they've already seen the Konex brand in their feed a dozen times. They know the name.
There's another feature in the docs that seems tailor-made for the C-suite, voice cloning.
Yes. This solves what I'd call the CEO paradox. Customers trust the CEO's voice more than a brand logo, but the CEO has absolutely zero time to create content.
So how does the clone work? Is it just a robotic text-to-speech?
It's much more sophisticated. Right. The Konex CEO would record a few minutes of audio just once to train the model. After that, the marketing team can write a script about weekly industry news.
And generate a message from the CEO audio clip.
Exactly. And the reviews in the source claim these voices are natural, steady, and believable. It actually captures their intonation.
So Konex can put out a weekly market thoughts update from the CEO, but the CEO never even has to enter a recording booth.
It keeps the leadership visible, or I guess audible, without burning up their calendar.
That is powerful. Now, I want to pivot to a geographical challenge I spotted. On the Konex platform page, they list their languages. Arabic, English, French, German, Turkish.
And for currency, they list Euro, USD, and DZD, which is the Algerian dinar.
So Konex is likely operating out of North Africa, serving a region that's heavily multilingual. That's a huge barrier.
It's a massive barrier. If you read a blog post in English, you might alienate your French or Arabic-speaking clients in Algeria or Tunisia, and translation is slow and expensive.
You'd need a translator for every single piece of content.
Right. But the Auto Content API supports over 50 languages, and it goes beyond just text. It can resynthesize audio and video.
Define resynthesize for me. We're not just talking about subtitles, are we?
No, not at all. Let's say Konex creates a tutorial for their Writey collaboration tool in English. The API ingests it, translates the script, and then regenerates the entire audio track in Arabic, French, and Turkish using the same voice characteristics.
Wait. So the AI host we heard speaking English is now speaking Arabic.
Correct. And for video, it can even modify the lip sync of the AI avatar to match the new language.
That is significant. It lets them multiply their potential audience by 5, basically overnight.
They don't need a French content team and a Turkish content team. It allows for true native language support, and that builds a huge amount of trust.
It changes the relationship from vendor to partner, which brings me to their slogan, "We connect the world." They want to be seen as thought leaders.
And that's the hardest thing to automate. Thought leadership usually requires,
well,
thought.
And real research.
And we know standard AIs can hallucinate. You can't have your AI inventing security regulations when you're selling to enterprise clients. That's a lawsuit waiting to happen. Exactly. That's where the Deep Research API comes in. Unlike a standard language model that's stuck on old data, this API uses agents to browse the live web.
So Connex could automate the research phase.
They could set up a recurring task, something like every morning, scan the web for new trends in edtech security in the MENA region. The API then returns a structured briefing with citations.
And they could turn that briefing into a daily blog post or podcast.
The Daily EdTech Briefing, brought to you by Connex.
Exactly.
They become a media company. They aren't just selling software anymore. They become the source of information for their entire industry.
I want to get technical for a minute. Connex has coding services. They have developers on staff. This isn't just a tool for a marketing intern, is it?
It can be. You can use it through a dashboard. But its real power is that it's API first. It's designed to be integrated directly into CodePython, Node.js, whatever they use.
So Connex could build this into their own products?
Think about their web builder service. They could integrate the Auto Content API directly into that builder as a plugin.
So a Connex customer builds a website for their, I don't know, their shoe shop.
And the plugin automatically generates the initial content. The customer types, "I sell handmade shoes," and the API can auto-inject the blog post about shoemaking, an audio story, and a video intro right into the template.
That solves the thin content problem for SEO. Google hates empty websites.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a huge value add. They aren't just giving you a website, they're giving you a populated website.
Let's talk numbers. The financial analysis in the source is pretty aggressive about the ROI. Is it realistic?
It represents a paradigm shift in unit economics. A traditional podcast episode costs, what, between $150 and $500 to produce if you outsource it?
For one episode.
For one. With Auto Content, it's about 10 credits. We're talking pennies. The business plan is 108 euros a month for 10,000 credits.
And what does 10,000 credits actually get you?
You could generate 1,000 podcast episodes, or 200 explainer videos, or 100 deep research reports every single month.
That volume just completely changes the strategy. It goes from we make one great video a year to we make video for literally everything.
This is what the source calls the long tail advantage. Normally, you wouldn't make a video about a niche topic like how to configure a VPS firewall for a small dental clinic. The audience is too small.
Not for a $300 video, no.
But at 4 euros, if that video gets even one dental clinic to sign up for Connex hosting, the ROI is massive. You can flood the market with content for every keyword your competitors ignore.
So you aren't just catching the big fish, you're catching every single minnow in the ocean.
And you're doing it with omnichannel ubiquity. You're in their ears with audio, their eyes with video, and their search results with text.
So to synthesize this for Connex, they go from being a company with great infrastructure but static, dry documentation to what?
They transform into a dynamic media publisher. Their knowledge base becomes a media base. Their manuals become podcasts. Their landing pages become video channels.
All without hiring a massive production staff. It's headless content production, marketing that just runs in the background like their servers.
It treats content like data. You don't craft it by hand, you process it.
It does raise a question about quality, but I suppose if the machine can take the raw truth, the technical specs, and just present them in a way that's engaging, maybe the origin doesn't matter.
In an attention economy, accessibility wins. If the user learns how to use the software, the content did its job.
Here's a thought to leave you with then. If a company like Connex can turn their technical manuals into engaging podcasts automatically, what happens to the competitors who are still asking their customers to download a PDF?
They become invisible. And in this market, invisibility is fatal.
A motivating, if slightly scary, thought for the PDF lovers out there. Thanks for the deep dive.
Always a pleasure.